All right.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back
to the Flake Chicks podcast.
I'm Jane.
And I'm Allison.
And how are you, Allison?
I'm good. I'm really excited to talk about this movie.
Yeah, me too. I'm so excited to talk about it.
And that's it.
Oh, you got a job.
I did get a job. I start tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I am really
excited. I have a job interview, which I have tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yes.
Big things.
Big things.
Finally.
An adult job, like a real person job.
Yeah.
Anyway, your cats are running around the house.
Yeah, they're loud, as per always.
Galloping.
As per always, they're being awful.
Yes, mine as well.
But, you know, they're cute, so
they are cute.
What can I do?
Let's just dive in.
Today we're doing I, Tanya,
which is 2017? Or 2018. Sorry, I should
have... 2017.
I thought so. Starring Margot Robbie.
Yes. And some other people as well.
Allison Janney. This is her Oscar winner.
Yes, for supporting.
Yes. So she played Tanya's mom.
Sebastian Stan is in this.
He plays Bucky.
In Captain America, so...
Strange.
He's in this. I didn't even realize it was him until I looked at the IMDb because his voice was really familiar. And then I was like, oh my god, it's Sebastian Stan.
Yes. And that guy, Paul Walter Hauser's in it, who's in that like Richard Jewell movie or whatever now, isn't he?
I don't know.
He plays the buffoon hitman.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to talk about the movie. Like, we'll talk about how we feel about the movie. And then we also have...
Fact checked.
Yeah, we've been listening. The reason we decided to do this is the podcast that we plug literally every single episode.
Because they're amazing.
You're wrong about. We listened to their Tanya Harding episode and...
Episodes.
Yeah, there's two of them. And then we decided to...
Because they coincided with Allison listening to them. And I was like, well, we should just do I, Tanya now.
Yeah, so we decided to. And on our Patreon, we're going to be doing Ice Princess.
As a caveat.
It's Disney Channel's version.
Of I, Tanya.
But it came out 4 years, or like 8 years
and
after.
And instead of, you know, someone trying to bash a lady in with a knee, there's physics.
Yeah. So it's like I, Tanya, but for kids.
Yeah.
So let's just dive in with the plot here. In 1974, Portland, Oregon, 4-year-old Tanya Harding is forced to ice skate by her abusive mother, LaVonna Golden. As Tanya grows up, her parents take her out of school to focus on her skating career as she trains under coach Diane Rawlinson.
Funny saying that as if her dad had any say in that.
Yeah, her dad. Is her dad even, like, around very much here? Tanya rapidly becomes one of the best figure skaters in the United States, but is held back by her white trash reputation, homemade costumes, and unconventional choice of performance music. Example, ZZ Top.
She also, like, doesn't have that Hollywood starlet look.
Yeah, like, she's not, like, graceful gorgeous.
Yeah, she's, like, she's pretty and, like, an athlete.
She's pretty, like, not like a figure skater.
Not like a figure skater at all, yeah.
At 15, she begins dating 18-year-old Jeff Galooly. They marry, but Jeff becomes abusive.
Yeah,
what a simple way to put it. They marry, but Jeff becomes abusive.
Yeah, he's just the worst.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah.
He sums it up. He does. When LaVonna scorns Tanya for putting up with it, Tanya blames LaVonna for raising her badly.
I mean, yeah. Fair. Well, like, throughout the entire movie, like, she's like, well, my mom hits me and she loves me, so, like...
He's like, well, that's fair.
What, like, why is it any different with him? And yeah. It's like, well, yeah, if you were raised like that, that would be what you think, huh?
Yeah, I believe that's what she said in her book.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that was actually Tanya tapes that,
like... I think that was actually taken straight from her.
Yeah.
After a dispute with Diane, Tanya fires her and hires Dodie Teachman. I hate that name. Dodie Teachman as her new coach.
I hate that her last name is Teachman.
Funny. Tanya becomes the first female figure skater to complete 2 triple axel jumps in competition.
I've seen the real footage. It's impressive.
Yeah, it is. At the 1992 Winter Olympics, Tanya fails to stick her landings and finishes 4th. Defeated, she moves in again with Jeff and takes a job as a waitress. But Diane convinces her to train for the 1994 Winter Olympics. So you might be confused because we just said 1992 and then we said 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And the Olympics happen every 4 years. So they switched it so that, like, basically they had to switch the Olympics so that they would take place better. Mm-hmm. But in order to do that, they had to make the next Olympics, like, 2 years early. So 1990s, they had an Olympics that was only 2 years apart rather than four.
Ah.
So it was a special Olympics because it's the only Olympics that ever took place 2 years apart and not 4 years apart.
Okay.
At least since the Olympics have been a thing. Like the ones that we consider, not like the things that are based on, because those happened like
all the time.
All the time.
Every week.
Every week. On the day of November 1993 competition at the Northwest Pacific Regional Championships in Portland, mm-hmm. Tanya receives a death threat and chooses not to compete. Realizing that he can sabotage Tanya's competition, Jeff instructs his friend Sean Eckhart to send death threats to Tanya's rival, Nancy Kerrigan. Tanya makes a phone call trying to locate Kerrigan's training arena and her practice time. Eckhart hires two inept crooks to attack Kerrigan after a practice session in Detroit. On January 6, 1994, Eckhart's henchmen strike Kerrigan's knee. She cannot compete the next day at the national competition. The hired henchmen are arrested. Eckhart's bragging quickly leads the FBI to him.
Yeah.
He blames Jeff, who is horrified to learn that Eckhart gave orders beyond sending the letters. Tanya qualifies for the Olympic team, but realizes she will be found guilty by association. She goes to the FBI, tells them what Jeff and Eckhart did, mm-hmm. but they show interview transcripts to Jeff after his arrest, and he races home to confront her.
Ugh, why? Because he's a man. That's why. We all know it.
Literally. They were like, we also hate Tanya Harding for no reason.
She's not pretty enough. Why are her thighs so big?
Yeah, what is she? An amazing jumper?
Is she an Olympic athlete?
She's an Olympic athlete. Why would her thighs be so big? Shouldn't they be tiny? That's what I expect out of my Olympic athletes. I expect no visible muscle on my Olympic athlete.
And I also expect her to land a triple axel jump.
Yeah, which no one does. But I expect her to do that while also having chicken legs. So she briefly speaks to Jeff, but then climbs out the window, leaving him for good. Jeff later implicates Tanya, saying she knew about the attack. Lavanna visits Tanya and offers her kind words. However, when Lavanna asks if Tanya knew anything about the crime, Tanya realizes she is wearing a wire and throws her mother out. Jeff, Eckhart, and the henchmen are charged with Tanya's hearing postponed until after the Olympics. Tanya finishes eighth, and Nancy Kerrigan wins the silver medal. Tanya avoids jail, but is banned from competitive figure skating for life.
So, sad. I almost cried.
This is the saddest scene in the entire movie, for sure. Heartbroken, she begs the judge to give her jail time, but to take away the one thing she knows how to do. Judges refuse.
She's like, I can serve 18 months, just, like, don't ban me from skating.
Yeah. Jeff acknowledges that he ruined Tanya's career. He changes his name, remarries, opens a hair salon, divorces, and remarries. Lavanna moves to Washington State and has no contact with Tanya either. Tanya remarries, divorces, takes up professional boxing, becomes a landscaper, house painter, and deck builder. She now lives happily with her 7-year-old son and her third husband. Yes.
Yes.
So that's the movie.
So that is the movie as it is presented as the story of Tanya Harding.
As the movie.
Yeah.
It's done in like a...
It's very strange. Okay, so you know Wolf of Wall Street.
The style it's done in.
Yeah. Okay, so Wolf of Wall Street's kind of like gimmicky, I would say.
This is gimmicky.
Yeah.
It's like a mix between supposed to be dramatic, but it's like mockumentary style, yes. Almost. Like... I know mockumentaries are based on documentaries, but yeah. I don't want to give this documentary feeling because documentaries are generally taken seriously.
Yeah.
This feels like a mockumentary. It literally feels like it's making fun of Tanya Harding.
It doesn't feel like a biopic.
The only scene that feels like dramatic or like realistic or sympathetic to Tanya Harding at all, in my opinion, is... the very end when she's being sentenced.
When she's being sentenced, she's like, wait, no, please don't ban me from
skating.
That's
the only time in the whole movie I felt bad for her.
And obviously, we have, like, different knowledge about Tanya Harding because we listened to the You're Wrong About podcast.
If I had never seen this movie.
Yeah.
If you knew nothing about Tanya Harding, or maybe you only know, like, what everyone knows about her. Like, what everyone knows, which is, in 1994, Tanya Harding... bashed in and or was culpable in the bashing in of Nancy Kerrigan's leg so that she could win the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And that Nancy Kerrigan couldn't.
It's a pop culture reference for the ages.
That's like basically what everyone knows. Is like some form around that.
Some form of knee bashing happened.
And Tanya Harding was somehow culpable.
Yeah.
Whether she did it or whether she was involved in it, we don't know, but that she somehow was involved. And so this is all you knew. And you're like, okay, I, Tanya, And I, Tanya, I believe that when they marketed themselves, they were like, we set the record straight on Tanya right? Harding. We're gonna, you know, we're revising Tanya Harding's, like, her public appearance. We're gonna give her her life back. And then you watch it, and it kind of doesn't make Tanya Harding. I mean, I guess if you think, if you're a person that thinks Tanya Harding straight up took a baton to Nancy Kerrigan's knee, it certainly makes her look better than that, because she doesn't do that.
Because she, like, it's literally proven that she couldn't have done that.
She didn't do it in the movie either.
Yeah.
But, like, the way that this takes place, first of all, the very, very, very first scene, I was just like, this is not good. The very first scene is, like, a black title card, and it says, like, based on the unironic, very true, not at all fake tapes of Tanya Harding and Jeff Galooly. And you're like, all right, what a way to start off.
Right? It's automatically really just kind of
making me feel like this isn't based on
it
that.
It, like, automatically makes your narrators, like, non-reliable.
Yeah. And, like, okay, even if you're telling the truth, it just makes me feel like, okay, so you're joking around. Yeah. Oh, you're going to be joking.
So this is a joke. This situation.
Tanya Harding being a joke in the media, that continues in this. Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to get rid of that.
So this is not a serious film. And then, just like on that, it is based on Tanya Harding's account and Jeff Galooly's account.
Yes.
But not all of Jeff Galooly's accounts and not all of Tanya Harding's accounts. Whichever ones make for the most interesting narrative, that's what they're based on.
Yes.
Because, and maybe now is, like, a good time to start talking about the truth behind Tanya Harding. Yeah. Because I feel like a big reason why I don't like this movie is because I don't feel like it rescues Tanya Harding's reputation at all.
Not enough at all, because she really deserves it, in my opinion. Like, she was just,
In the movie, it makes her seem a lot more culpable to the events in her life than what she really was.
Than she actually was. She was not
and
really,
it makes her seem like a way worse person.
Yeah, it makes her seem like this white trash, annoying, like,
like, oh, this is why everyone hated her in the figure skating. You're like, it's like, you understand that she's treated unfairly because she is talented. But you also kind of believe that, like, she is white trash and that there's no way the Figure Skating Association could have ever liked her.
It's perpetuating that, like, heteronormative idea of what she's supposed to be.
And also, she was, this is what I don't like. Tanya Harding tried absolutely everything she possibly could to look exactly how they wanted her to look.
She would, like, try.
She can't change her face.
No.
She got braces. She made her costumes frilly. She did her makeup, but she just wasn't good at it. She obviously didn't have a mom who was good at that stuff.
Yeah, she didn't have a mom who would support her in any way.
And it was, like, not good at that, even if she wanted to.
Yeah.
And Tanya's poor. Like, she doesn't have a bunch of money.
She doesn't
money.
Have a makeup artist or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, she doesn't have a bunch of money to buy these $1,000 costumes mm-hmm. and to buy a, get a hair and makeup team. Like, she's doing everything herself. And, like, the fact, I don't know, in the movie they make it seem way more like she doesn't want to change.
Yeah.
She did. She exactly. was, like, constantly
she was
wanting,
like, tell me what to do, but they're like, no, we're not going to tell you what to do, but we're going to expect you to be what we want you to be.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but why won't you tell me what you want me to be?
Literally, Tanya, like, multiple times was just like, if they would just tell me what they wanted, I would do it.
Yeah.
Because Tanya wants to win, obviously.
But she just has no idea, like, the artistic presence that they want, the
yeah.
very specific
so
type.
So the way figure skating works,
it's weird.
It's, like, half your score is based on, like, technical ability. So, like, landing your jumps, doing things like the triple axel.
So, like, what Tanya
Like, this is where Tanya, like, excels. She's, like, amazing at doing technical things. She can do things nobody else can do. Her jumps are, like, incredible. Mm-hmm. Her spins are incredible.
She's an amazing athlete.
But then the other half of your score is based on, like,
artistic merit.
Yes. So that includes things like hair, makeup, costumes, your performance, your music.
Your face.
Yeah. So things that, like, this is not where Tanya excels.
No.
Tanya's not great at, first of all, coming up with artistic ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But this is okay, because she should be making up for that in her technical ability, which is, like, something, like, for example, Nancy Kerrigan isn't amazing at.
Yeah.
And
Nancy, like, Kerrigan's really beautiful
Nancy
and graceful.
Nancy Kerrigan's great at the art stuff, too. She picks great routines.
Yeah.
She, like, really knows how to
sell
the show. Versus Tanya isn't as good at that kind of stuff. Tanya's,
she just gets out there and skates.
Yes, and she's good at it. But then, like, a huge part of this is literally based on how you look. Like, the artistic, it's like, even if and I'm not going to say, like, Tonya Harding is great at, like, she was just putting on the most amazing routines. Like, that's not really true. Her routines aren't that good. Her technical ability. She's landing
her jumps.
Her technical ability is amazing. Her routines aren't, like, I guess, like, what you would normally see in a figure skating world. They're not, like, graceful and beautiful and good.
They're kind of, like, edgy, honestly.
Yeah, they're not super artistic.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot, I think a lot of what she's losing on is her looks, not on her artistic ability.
I definitely think so.
Because, at the same time, like, Nancy Kerrigan's consistently scoring higher than her, and Nancy Kerrigan...
Even though she would fall during routines or something.
Yeah. And like, and she would still place higher than Tonya Harding. This is, like, when I never get, like, skating a clean skate means nothing.
Exactly.
Like, really. For Tonya, it doesn't mean anything. Skating a clean skate.
She got seventh, and then, like, two people who did not skate a clean skate got, like, third and fourth.
Yeah.
It was, like,
and
what?
Both of them had, like, fallen in their skate. So it's, like, you know, ew.
It's not very fairly judged.
Yeah. Also, I mean, just starting back, let's just start back at the kind of beginning of Tonya's life, I guess.
Okay, it's really sad.
Which is, so Tonya Harding
her mom had three husbands, and when she was born, or maybe it was five.
She had a lot of husbands.
I think it was five. And so she had, like, three step-siblings, or not half-siblings, and then Tonya was born to LaVonna.
Yes. Tonya, this is the first wrong thing in the movie, which is that LaVonna, like, forces her to skate.
Which she doesn't.
Tonya Harding loves skating.
Loves it.
Always has. Mm-hmm. LaVonna, it's, like, the one thing she's allowed to do.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. It's the one thing, like, LaVonna allows her to do, and it's,
she does is go to school, skate, and work.
Yeah, basically. So, and she only works so she can skate.
Yes.
So, yeah, LaVonna, like, the idea that LaVonna forced Tonya Harding to become a skater for some unknown reason, that's not true. Like, Tonya Harding wanted to skate.
Yeah.
And LaVonna Harding, like, let her.
However, it is true that LaVonna Harding used skating to abuse her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
she used everything to abuse Tonya.
Yeah, yeah. She, like, hated Tonya. But, Tonya's dad really did leave.
Yeah.
And, but this is a little inaccurate. Tonya did live with her father for a bit.
For, like, a year.
After
and then,
her parents split.
And then he lost his job and couldn't afford
to take care of her.
But, like, that whole scene in the movie where, like, he's driving away and she's like, don't leave me with her, don't leave me with her. I'm sure that, like, happened, but at a later date.
Yeah, so this is not the most accurate
thing. Yeah.
So, it wasn't like her dad abandoned her. Like,
yeah.
She and her father had a really good relationship and continued to have one for pretty much her whole life.
Yeah.
She's still alive. But, then Tonya, when she's, like, a teenager.
15, I think.
Yeah, she gets a job in the mall at, like, a...
Potato place. Spud City is what it's called.
Yeah, so it sells potato dishes. Okay, this is something we don't have anymore. But it's like a fry and chip and whatever else shop.
Yeah.
She does this, so she works in the mornings, and she opens the shop up and gets everything ready.
And then she goes skate.
And then she goes to skate in the mall ice skating rink. And basically, they work with her so that she can skate in the mall when no one else is there.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think maybe Spud City is inside of the ice skating rink.
I think so, too, yeah.
And so it's, like, the guy that owns the ice skating rink maybe also owns Spud City.
Yeah.
And so he basically allows her to skate for free.
He's watched her, like, skate.
Yeah.
He's like,
he basically allows her to skate for free on the rink when no one else is there because she can't afford to go to, like, a private training rink. So this is how she skates.
And then while she's there, so Jeff Galooly is, like, watching her at some point. He's 18 and she's 15.
Yes.
And, at some point he asks her on a date. And so then we kind of get into more of her family life, as in her half-brother.
They, like, show a tiny little half-second clip of this.
Yeah.
But they don't do anything else.
Tonya Harding she was being abused by her half-brother from the time she was five.
Yeah, sexually abused.
Yeah.
And so Tonya's about to go on her first date ever.
Ever.
With Jeff Galooly, a 18-year-old Jeff Galooly.
Mustache guy.
And she's really excited and she's getting ready and essentially her stepbrother.
In the movie, it's her stepbrother. In real life, it's her half-brother.
Yeah. Tries basically to, like, assault her.
Yeah, he tries to kiss her both in the movie and
in the thing. And he tries to assault her, and essentially, Tanya kicks his ass in real life. She kicks his ass and calls the police, and the police are there taking her statement when Jeff shows up.
Yes.
Literally when Jeff shows up.
When Jeff shows up, her half-brother is getting arrested for child molestation.
And she's giving a police report.
Yeah.
And then they go on the date.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom being on their first date, that's not true. She was not there.
Yeah.
Nor did she care at all. Yeah. And they do a date, and eventually they do get married. I believe, like, basically as soon as Tanya turns 18, they get married.
19, I think she was 19.
Okay, so yeah, they get married. I mean, they've been together for a while.
Yeah, they dated for a long time before.
So they get married.
And he had always kind of hit her, but then it kind of escalated once they got married. After
they got married, and they, you know, they moved in together. And
yeah, that's
this kind of doesn't go well.
Yeah,
and they, you know, they're on again, off again, sort of, for a really long time in Tanya's life. Like, I mean, a long time.
He's really manipulative. He, like, obviously started dating her when she was 15, her entire life. Her mother has told her nothing but you're ugly and stupid and, like, you're never going to amount to anything. And then, like, this guy comes up and is like, you're amazing.
Yeah, and he really supports her figure skating career and, like, is really impressed by that and thinks she's really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of, like, very entranced by that.
Especially she's never had that before.
Yeah, especially because not only, like, her mom doesn't, like, tell her she's ugly all the time, but, like, in her figure skating, she's being told she's too ugly all the time. So, yeah, they get married.
He's, like, the first guy who's like, you're beautiful.
They get married. It's not good. They are on again, off again for a really long time. Like, they'll have portions where they're not seeing each other, but then something will happen bad, and Tanya will go back to him.
Yeah.
Which you kind of see a little bit in the movie. Like, after she places eighth, she goes back to him.
Yeah.
This happened, like, stuff like that happened a lot. I'm trying to think of the scene where he, like, shoots her.
Okay, yeah. At one point, I can't even remember. She leaves him, and he comes in with a gun, and he's like, I'll shoot you, or something like that. And then he's like, I'll shoot myself.
Yeah.
And then she, like, tries to run out of the building, out of the hotel room, I think. And then he shoots in her direction, and it hits the road, and asphalt comes up and hits her in the eye.
Yeah. So that did happen. Like, in the movie, I think he actually shoots her in the face, but he basically did that in real life. But that's pretty much, like, the most escalated it ever gets. That he breaks her head against a mirror a couple times. That happens. Which it shows that in the movie, too. It happens a couple times. That does happen. That's, like, I would say, like, peak abuse time in her life is when he, like, threatens to kill her. But then let's just fast forward. We're going to
the Olympics.
The Olympics. So, first things first. Time to set the record straight. Tanya didn't know shit.
Tanya didn't know anything about the assault at all.
Tanya didn't know anything about the assault. Okay, first of all, she didn't even know about the death letters. Okay, so Tanya, in real life, did receive a death threat.
Yes.
She did not skate, and because of that, because of the death threat, she was allowed to qualify to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So at some, basically after this, at some point, which this, okay, here, this makes no sense. Let's just remember this. Tanya was allowed to qualify without skating because she received a death threat. So why would she want to send Nancy Kerrigan a death threat if the goal is to not compete against Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah.
Because Nancy Kerrigan, just like Tanya Harding, would obviously be allowed to qualify without having skated. So why would Tanya Harding want that? So, anyway, at some point in real life, Jeff kind of did say something along the lines of, like, you know, what if we, like, messed with Nancy Kerrigan's head so that she, like, wouldn't skate as well?
Yeah, yeah, something vague.
And she was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. That'd be fine. That'd be cool. That'd be funny. Or something like that. Like, you know, like, not...
Also, she's being abused by this guy, so...
Yeah, she's not like, wow, yeah, we should definitely send death letters to Nancy Kerrigan. She doesn't do that. She just basically is like, yeah, whatever. So, then, this is the original plan, is to send death letters.
Yes.
This is the original plan.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff
Galooly
is quite in on the assault. He changes his mind. he basically figures out the same thing we said, which is death letters aren't going to stop Nancy Kerrigan from skating.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, even if she chooses not to skate, she's going to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to help Tanya at all to do that. So Jeff and Sean decide, not Sean, Sean by himself doesn't decide this, Jeff Galooly helps decide
that they were just spitballing ideas.
They are going to basically bust her kneecap, and it's going, basically, she'll never be able to skate again. Yeah. This is the goal.
Because she will never be able to land her jumps again.
Yes, so this is like, Jeff isn't someone that didn't know about this. It's not like Jeff was also blindsided. Jeff was aware 100% of what was going to happen.
And Tanya was not.
And Tanya was not aware at all. She wasn't even aware that they were actually going to send death threats.
She just thought they were, you know...
It is true that Tanya did call and find out Nancy's rank.
Mm-hmm.
She did find out her practice times. That is because Jeff asked her to do that.
Yeah.
And she did.
Because he's a manipulative, abusive husband.
But again, like... she wasn't, like, aware of why she was doing it.
Yeah, he just
told her to do it, and she was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, maybe is it like, oh, that's kind of sus? Like, Tanya, why would you do that? But it's like, I don't know.
What is she going to do?
Because this guy's going to hit me if I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what? You don't say no. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. You're not going to say no when your abuser, like, asks you to do
something. She doesn't care. She's just going to do it because he asked her to do it. It's easy. Why would she fucking open herself up to being abused just to, like, for Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Who, like, they're friends, but they're not, like, BFFs.
They're friendly. Like, they slept together. They
roomed
together, because they've been in, like, the same skating circle since they were, like...
Kids.
Like, so, like, they grew up together, basically.
Yes. And...
You know how you feel about childhood friends.
Tanya Harding at this time is 23 years old.
She's so young.
So young.
She's just a baby.
And so, basically, Sean Eckhart hires these guys to bust in Tanya Harding's kneecap. One of them is going to be the getaway driver. One of them is going to be the knee buster.
Mm-hmm.
So they go. There's a hilarious bit. It happens in the movie where they stake out the training arena.
For 2 days. And they keep moving the car every 15 minutes.
As to not arouse suspicion. It takes them 2 days to figure out that she's not there.
She's in, like, Detroit.
She's training in Detroit. So they fly to Detroit, and they find her, and it's right after she gets off the ice after practicing, and this guy approaches her, and he hits her with a police baton, basically, like a retractable baton.
Yeah, but he misses the knee.
But he misses the knee, and he hits her upper thigh.
And just bruises her.
Yeah, so she can still skate, but she's
off the ice for a little bit.
She's basically hurt enough that, like, she's not going to be able to skate in qualifiers.
But then she'll probably be able to.
She'll be able to by the Olympics.
Yes.
She'll be able to by the Olympics. She's not like, this is over.
Exactly.
Which, if they had hit her knee, it would have been like, this is game over. Like, if you shatter your kneecap, that's done.
Yeah.
You're never going to be able to do that again. But they just hit her really hard.
So her thigh is just bruised really bad.
In the movie, they say that she shattered her kneecap. And it's like, Nancy Kerrigan would not have been able to skate in the Olympics if her kneecap had been shattered. Like, duh, she never been able to skate again.
Mm-hmm.
She was just bruised really badly. It's still obviously really sad and
really tragic,
and she's
didn't deserve anything.
The videos of her, like, oh,
screaming,
it's
why?
So
it's
so sad.
It's so sad.
This is another thing I didn't like the movie. When that happened, I was like, why are they making her play it like that?
Yeah.
She looks like a... they're acting like she's such a baby.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a baby. She's a 22-year-old girl who some grown-ass man just fucking hit her as hard as he could with a damn police baton in the thigh. Like, that's scary.
It is scary.
And hurts. And it's awful. Of course she's crying. Like, poor baby. Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
Fucking movie.
I know.
So then she's allowed to qualify to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
They allow her to qualify. Tanya skates. She also qualifies. She does a great skate. She qualifies. Then the police kind of start questioning Tanya and Jeff because, of course, like, why would someone commit this crime? They're looking at people who, like, benefits, right? Like, motive. And it benefits Tanya, but of course Tanya doesn't know anything, so she's like, it's awful, horrible. There's a time when she speaks to some reporters, and she kind of says something along the lines of...
She says, like, I can't wait to, like, take Nancy on in the next...
Yeah, she says, like... Yeah, she says, you know, it wouldn't be the same if I didn't get to take Nancy on.
Yeah, which, like, But, like, it doesn't really mean anything because she doesn't, didn't know.
Right, and this later...
It seems more, like, hopeful. Like, this, she's like, I want to compete with Nancy.
Later is kind of used to show that, like, Tanya knew about it.
I think it shows, like, the opposite.
I agree. It's like, why would you say that if you knew about it?
I know. I think she just said that because she's like, well, I hope she gets better soon.
Yeah, basically. So, then eventually, basically what happens is, eventually Tanya figures out that Jeff...
Did it.
Yeah. Had something to do with it. And she basically figures out that, like, same thing in the movie, she's going to be guilty by association. But in the movie, she immediately goes to the FBI. This is not the case in real life. In real life, when she found out, she did not immediately go tell anyone. She kind of sat on it for a while.
Yeah.
And eventually, she does go to the FBI and tell them the truth and, you know, all that stuff about them showing Jeff the transcripts that really did happen, because apparently the FBI is incompetent.
They just hate Tonya Harding.
I know. Yeah, I guess. I don't know why you would do that in any circumstance. Yeah, unless you were trying to be like, look, buddy, we have you. But even then, it's like, you could be like a source.
Yeah.
Like, plenty of people know about it at this point. So, yeah, that happens. And then... So, you know, they go to trial. Jeff, Sean, and the two goons are all sentenced to...
18 months?
18 months in prison. 18 months. And that's it.
That's it. And...
And then some, maybe some community service. Or
yeah.
Tanya Harding. Let's just read her actual sentence, because it is ridiculously punitive.
It's
ridiculously
insane.
I'm going to look it up. Her actual...
Compared to the 18 months in prison, it's like... She didn't even know anything.
Okay, here we go. Tanya Harding had to pay $160,000 in fines, was sentenced to 3 years probation, and 500 hours community service. Plus, she was banned from ever skating competitively ever again.
Yeah, ever. In anything.
So, all of that is her, and the other guys got to spend 18 months in prison. The people that actually committed, thought up,
and executed
the crime.
18 months.
But Tanya Harding, who was accessory after the fact, not even, she wasn't even charged with accessory after the fact. She was charged with basically the hindering of an investigation.
Hindering of prosecution, right?
Yeah, hindering of prosecution. That's
because
she was,
sat on the information for too long.
Because she sat on it. And, yeah, so, and that's what she got for being charged with hindering of the prosecution. Mm-hmm. So, this is, in my opinion, the only well-done scene maybe in the entire movie.
It's so heartbreaking.
It's so sad. You just feel so bad for Tanya. Because, like, I mean, it is heartbreaking. You can watch the act. This was filmed. This trial was filmed. So you can actually watch the sentencing. Margot Robbie does a really good job.
She's a great actress.
Yeah, it's so heartbreaking. And so after this, you know, Tanya can't skate anymore. She basically can't even do, like, she's basically blacklisted from doing, like, skating for money, like ice capades and stuff like that. She's basically blacklisted from doing, like, that kind of stuff.
So she can't skate at all.
So she basically can't make a career out of skating anymore at all, which is what a lot of people, after they leave competitive skating, do. They do things like ice capades. Yeah. They do things like whatever. But Tanya Harding can't, because she... is screwed, basically.
So upsetting. And then this wasn't addressed in the movie, but, like, after everything happened, and at one point when she leaves Jeff, he has, like, a revenge porn tape of her.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. They did not mention this at all.
They didn't mention that at all. So after, like, everything happened, he released a revenge...
He sells their wedding night video.
That she did not know was being taken.
Yeah. So, yeah. He took this video of her losing her virginity, basically, on their wedding night, and she didn't know, and then after the whole scandal happened, he sold it for, like, $7,000, and, like, you know, it's just, like, you know, the cherry on top of the fucking cake.
Right, here. Exactly, like, right, like,
after all this revenge porn.
Right? Ugh, horrible.
So, yeah, so here's my problem with, like, the movie.
Okay.
This is my biggest problem with the movie. Using Jeff Galooly's testimony, what he says to be true, when we know that that's been proven false.
Yes.
Is, like, so irresponsible to the Tanya Harding story. Like, Jeff says, I never abused her. Ever. Never abused her.
We know you abused
her,
Jeff.
We know you abused her. Multiple people at the time.
There are pictures of her face. There are people who saw her walking and skating.
People she told at the time. Yeah. Like,
everyone knows.
Everyone knew. Everyone knew. Her mom knows. Like, her mom's confirmed it. Like, everyone knows. Then on top of that, Jeff... Okay, also this is kind of weird. I don't know why they put this in. I think Jeff, maybe to some reporter, said Tanya knew about the attack, but never, ever, ever in any legal proceeding, including the trial, including when talking to the FBI, did he ever insinuate that Tanya knew about the attack at all?
Never.
He, so under, you know, like threat of perjury, he tells the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But they took Jeff's media story and use that as the truth.
Yes!
Rather than his reports to the FBI. They didn't use that as, like, the truth.
They're like, well, it's not salacious enough.
Basically, yeah. Like, here's what I feel like this movie was. Tanya Harding has been, I mean, like, here's the thing.
She's been a punchline.
She was,
since the 90s.
Yes, she was everybody, like, everybody hated her, and then everybody laughed at her. And it feels like this movie was like, well, she's already a huge joke, so we should make light of that in this movie. Like, we should make...
Instead of actually acknowledging this person's tragedy and, like, what happened to her and what was done to her by, like,
everyone
in the media, everyone in the world, like, we're just gonna make her a joke.
And it's like, they were like, it's okay to make light out of her situation because she's already a joke. And the fact that we're even telling a half-true story that makes Tanya look half-sympathetic is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
I think it's like, your version of these events, the way you spun the facts, makes Tanya look worse than she is. And Tanya already looks bad.
Yeah.
So you could, I mean, it makes her look better than if all you know is not the story of Tanya Harding. Mm-hmm. If all you know is the media story of Tanya Harding, then yeah, she comes off looking better than she did. But she still doesn't come out looking right.
Exactly.
She doesn't come out, and if she comes out looking right, she comes out looking way better.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out looking like a freaking saint who did nothing wrong her whole life. I mean, gee, like, and here's the other thing, too. Tanya didn't ever in her life
confront the judges.
Confront the judges and tell them to suck her dick.
Ever.
She never would have been allowed to skate ever again if that happened. Mm-hmm. Ever. No way did Tanya Harding do that.
No.
She did. She wasn't, like, constantly, you know, throwing the F word around and, like, telling people that they can go die. She wasn't doing that. She was being just as professional as anyone else.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why they painted her like that either. I don't understand why you would use... First of all, Tanya Harding has a book, babe.
Yeah.
You don't need to use Jeff Galooly's account at all. And a lot of this came... A lot of this came from Tanya Harding's book. It didn't come from interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tanya Harding, I believe, ghost wrote the book.
Yeah.
So there are, like, tapes of her talking about the events. I believe that's what they took for the book. I believe that's what they used for this movie. They didn't... I don't think they interviewed Tanya Harding themselves.
I don't think they did.
She has a book.
Yeah.
Like, where she talks about all of this. And a lot of it... It's true, like, that's from Tanya's perspective. And, you know, Tanya would obviously try to make herself look better.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, most of this stuff has been vetted. Like, Jeff never said Tanya knew about the attack. I mean, he did to the media, but never actually
that wasn't
said
true.
That. Never said that under, like, threat of perjury.
Mm-hmm.
Never said that in the actual investigation. He for the most part, I think Jeff Galooly mostly told the truth in the investigation. And the truth is that Tanya Harding didn't know anything was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. And the fact that the movie makes it seem like Tanya did know.
Exactly. It's so, like, why throw that in there? It's,
yeah.
Not true and unnecessary.
Yeah. It's like you're saying, well, Tanya didn't do it, so it's okay. It's like, well, no. Even if Tanya did know about
it. Well, we know that Tanya didn't do it, so you saying that she didn't do it is not, like, heroic.
Yeah, well, and... Exactly. And it's like, that means nothing when you're gonna make it seem like she was culpable.
Exactly.
Like, well, she didn't do it, but she was culpable. That's like saying, you know... That would be, like, if you could prove, like, well, Ted Bundy didn't murder those people, but he did, like, find the murder victims. It's like, well, then he's just as much at fault. And you're not making him look better.
Yeah.
Like, if you know what I mean? They didn't exonerate her. Mm-hmm. They didn't try to exonerate her when they had the information with which to exonerate her.
Yes. It's upsetting. So I have some not trivia, but, like, truth and true and
okay.
false. So it's a fact that Tanya's mom hit her with a hairbrush. Both Jeff Galooly and Tanya's mother, Lavonna Golden, deny that they ever abused her. Tanya says her mother threw a knife at her and it stabbed her in the arm, and that Jeff confronted her, pointed a gun at his own head, and fired it as she was running away. Both memorable moments in the movie.
Yeah.
Those aren't corroborated, so you have to believe what you, who you believe. But the one story of abuse that everyone, Lavonna, Tanya, and other witnesses, agrees happened is Lavonna hitting her daughter with a hairbrush. Let's see. Fiction. That homemade rabbit coat. Not real. Fiction, Tanya confronting the judges on the ice.
Yeah, fiction.
Fact, the triple axel and the broken shoelace.
Yes, that's true.
About how her shoelaces were broken and she couldn't skate right.
Yes, that's true.
At the 1991 national championship.
Yeah, basically she had broken her shoelace and they only give you so long once they call your name to get out on the ice. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to repair the shoelace, but the shoelace that they had brought, the spare shoelace they had brought, was too short.
Yeah.
And so...
she couldn't tie it right.
They couldn't tie it correctly in the time that they had. And so, yeah, she basically failed her jump, went over to the judges, showed them...
she showed them the loose laces and was like, please, like, I don't know what to do.
And they, you know, can grant... they. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the protocol for if there's, like, a malfunction like that, mm-hmm. so...
Fact, what Tanya said about whipping Nancy's butt pre-conviction...
yes.
As the heat is narrowing in on Tanya and Jeff in the movie, Tanya tells a crowd full of reporters that it won't be a true crown until she gets to face Nancy, and let me tell you, I'm going to whip her butt. And, I mean, I think that that's pretty innocent sounding since she didn't know anything.
Yeah, but it's like, it's something that's, you know, later used to be look, she hates Nancy. Look how much she hates Nancy.
I think it was more like, oh, I want to compete against her.
I think it's more like, well, it's not really a fair competition if Nancy isn't skating.
Exactly. So fact, that note in the trash, fact, the idiot hitmen, yes.
Yes. Fiction. Oh my god, the thing where he breaks his head on the glass, that really did happen.
Yeah, that really did happen, he really did
hit it. He couldn't get the door open because the door was locked.
And he just hit it with his head.
And I know, it's not like he had a giant police baton in his hand.
No. Why is that?
All of that is pretty real.
Fact, Sean Eckert's whole deal. There's been a lot of Oscar buzz around Margot Robbie, but Paul Walter Hauser, who plays Sean, deserves some love, too. It's an uncanny portrayal. As he did in the movie, the real Eckert said that he had training in counter-espionage and counter-terrorism, and he did brag about pulling off the Kerrigan hit to a minister named Eugene Saunders. Yeah, so Sean, like, is like, I'm part of this, like, counter-espionage and counter-terrorism group, and then, like, the reporters are like, we know you're not, Sean.
There's a great interview where you can... it's like the interview that happens in the movie at the end. That's real. That's like real. That really happened.
Yeah, they show some like real footage at the end. And it is insane. So, fiction. Sean wears a wire to talk to Jeff.
Yeah.
Fact. Nancy Kerrigan seemed angry at the medal ceremony.
Yeah, that's true.
Fact. Tanya did receive a huge punishment for her crime of hindering the prosecution. In fact, the boxing. She did go on to become a boxer.
Yeah, for a short time.
Yeah, I really like this movie. I really like the podcast. I don't really like the movie.
Yeah, I don't really like the movie.
Sorry. I really liked Margot Robbie's performance.
Yeah, everyone did, I think, a good job in their acting. I don't think the acting's the problem.
No, the acting is not.
I think the story and the direction is the problem. Yes. For one, okay, I just automatically, even if they had only told facts, the way that they told it was very off-putting.
Agreed.
Like, making it like this mockumentary joke style where they look at the camera and talk to mm-hmm. it and where they, I don't, it just didn't sit right with me at all. And like, I'm already not a fan of biopics. I don't really like them.
Yeah.
I think that generally they're either really boring or really untrue. Mm-hmm. Because, like, the fact is, life is generally not as interesting as we want it to be for movie. But this is a case where I feel the life is just as interesting, is interesting enough for a movie.
Yeah.
And the stuff that they did didn't make it more interesting.
It's like you could
campy.
You could address the things that like people said about her in the media and how that affected her and like.
Yeah, to me this wasn't like the way they shot it didn't make it more interesting to me. It made it more campy and made it less believable.
Yeah.
And then the fact like again we already talked about this but not using Jeff Galooly's like proven false stuff using the stuff he said to like. Hard cover as fact mm-hmm. is like or saying that this basically saying that, like, your movie is entirely conjecture.
Yeah.
Is not good. Because it's not conjecture. Like, a lot of the stuff that...
they want to say is like, oh, it's he said, she said. But it's really not.
It's really not a he said, she said situation at all. And I don't like that this is how the movie was, like, portrayed.
Yeah.
Is that, like, oh, this whole thing, nobody really knows what happened. It's like, no, we do know what happened, pretty much. Like, yeah, there are some details on, it's like, did that event happen? Like, did Sean ever shoot at Tanya? I don't know. I wasn't there. And it's real. That is really a he said, she said situation. But, like, I'm more inclined to believe Tanya because we know that she was abused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And...
horrifically abused.
Horrifically abused. And, like, the idea, and saying, like, we don't know if her mom abused her, it's like, yeah, we do.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Just because
everyone LaVon knows that her mom poured a half a thermos of brandy and topped the rest off with coffee every morning.
And would drive.
And would drive around and then just hit her daughter in public. Everyone knew that. And it's
like
that.
Yeah, everyone did know that. People at the skating rink knew. Her friends and family knew. Like, and to take LaVonna's word as, like, well, you know, who could say?
Who could say?
It's like, well, we could say. Yes. You could say. As a movie, you could say. As someone that's claiming to, like, restore Tanya Harding's reputation, you could say.
Because she was abused.
And, again, like, this, to me, it just doesn't make Tanya Harding come off as, like...
as good as she deserves?
Yeah, and it makes her come off as someone who, like... it almost makes it seem like, well, you know, Tanya was asking for that abuse. She like, knew how to push those buttons.
Maybe you shouldn't have been born so poor.
Like, she knew how to push the buttons, and she was white trash, and she was stirring things up. She was such a rebel. And it's like, no, she wasn't. She wasn't stirring anything up. She was literally just living her freaking life and wasn't born with the right things for the judges. Mm-hmm. And wasn't born with the right things for anybody. And it's like, to act like, you know, Tanya was such a rebel and, like, but we have to, but she didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, that she wasn't. And, like, acting like... it makes people not like her. It makes her hard. She's in this movie, she's not a very sympathetic character.
No. In relation,
and, like, here's the thing, too. When she's being beaten, they never take that seriously either.
No.
The abuse scenes in this movie are, like, campy mm-hmm. jokes. Like,
yeah.
Like, you would see in, like, an Avengers action film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is serious.
This woman was beaten.
This is a serious thing that you're saying happened, and you're making it like a joke. And it's like, first of all, that's very rude to people that are actually abused. And it's rude to Tanya Harding, who was actually abused.
Yeah.
It's also just very, like, it makes her very unsympathetic, and it makes you feel like maybe that didn't really happen.
Exactly.
Like, the whole
way... it makes it easier for you to brush it off.
The whole way that they shot this movie is just like, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't.
But we know it happened.
Yeah, we know it happened. The only thing that, like... they take seriously is literally her sentencing.
Yes.
And I don't know. I just did not like... I don't think this movie did justice to Tanya Harding.
I don't even think
it's a well-filmed film.
No.
I believe this was nominated for Best Editing.
Yeah, it's Oscars. Bad.
The editing's very bad.
Very bad. We were noticing it, and we were like...
noticeable editing doesn't mean good editing. A lot of times it means bad editing, yes. Quite frankly. I mean, if you're like... okay, for example, I'm going to use Scott Pilgrim here. Scott Pilgrim has, like, crazy editing that obviously you noticed.
But it's like a comic book.
But it's a comedy, and it's based on... yeah, it's based on a comic book, so the editing works.
That's, like, what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, exactly. And it works. It helps.
Yeah.
It helps with the movie.
It does.
This hindered the movie.
Yes.
This and Bohemian Rhapsody was also nominated for...
Bohemian Rhapsody is so bad, the
it
editing.
The editing is so bad in Bohemian Rhapsody. It was also nominated for Best Editing. Which makes me feel like the people in the Academy just are like, wow, I noticed editing. It must be good.
Must be good.
And you're like, no, opposite.
Opposite,
perhaps.
Yep. I do have some trivia. So this is interesting. Although Margot Robbie trained extensively for the role, she was not able to perform the triple axel, nor could a skating double be found to do so, as very few women figure skaters are able to perform the jump. Producer Tom Ackerley stated there has only been 6 women since Tanya Harding who have done the triple axel. Even if there was one who was doing it today, she'd be training for the Olympics and couldn't risk doing it for the film. The jump was accomplished with the use of visual effects.
Yeah.
Allison Janney had seriously trained to become a figure skater throughout her childhood and adolescence. However, when she was 17, she accidentally walked into a sliding glass door and gravely injured her right leg. In 2014, during an interview on Fresh Air, Janney told interviewer Terry Gross that her leg came close to being amputated. I lost, like, 3/4 of my blood. I lost an artery and a cut tendon.
What?
And I was in the hospital for, like, 7 or 8 weeks. I missed my first year of college, you know. And after that, and of course, I didn't really skate anymore.
What? She walked into a sliding glass door?
Yes.
How hard?
I don't know.
In what scenario do you walk into a sliding glass door and then you almost die?
Sebastian Stan met with Jeff Galooly 2 weeks before shooting and began to get some perspective.
Perspective of he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. To prevent damaging her hair, Margot Robbie wore wigs as Tonya Harding. Ironically, her tear team used beer to achieve the crunchy, permed look when regular hair products did not produce the desired results.
Ew.
Not being a bird person in particular, Allison Janney had some difficulty adapting to having one perched on her shoulder for so many of her scenes. The production had to audition 3 different birds before setting on one they nicknamed Little Man, the least hyperactive of them.
Aww.
Let's see. I think that's... Oh, wait. Nancy Kerrigan stated in interviews relating to her Dancing with the Stars appearance that she would not be seeing this movie, despite not knowing how much of it would feature her saying, "I already lived through that."
Yeah. You know, here's something I do kind of struggle with, is Tonya Harding really likes this movie.
Yes.
She... And I mean, and her life was made significantly better because of it. Mm-hmm. This movie brought her name back into the spotlight. It brought some attention back to her real story. Mm-hmm. It allowed her to, I think she's going to be on a reality TV show and or she is on a reality TV show. It did bring her a significant amount of money, mm-hmm. which is nice. I mean, like, you know what I mean? She lost everything. And,
yeah.
And because of this story, so this fact that this movie helped her out significantly financially... Mm-hmm. It was really good. I just feel like this movie could have been done way better.
Agreed.
And the fact that they did it the way they did just shows me that they also, like... Didn't really care about her. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't care about Tonya Harding. Because if they had, they would have just told the story...
How it is.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what'd you give this movie?
Like a 5 out of 10.
Maybe like 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys should go listen to the You're Wrong About episodes on Tonya Harding, because they go, you know, obviously way into deeper detail than we do.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting and makes you think a lot about what they did with this movie.
Yeah, really. So I do have some reviews. I have 3, actually.
Okay.
All shorts. Most of the reviews were either like, "God, I love this movie," or they were like, "This movie is..." A lot of people complained about the filming style, which I agree with.
I agree.
But here are some reviews that I think, in my opinion, I picked them because they show that the movie did not at all do what it intended, and that these people are really wrong. So here we go.
Okay.
1 out of 10. Margot Robbie? !
Isn't that the age old question?
She's way too gorgeous to realistically play Tonya Harding. A better fit would have been Amy Schumer. Not to mention the poor taste of putting this woman into the spotlight again. Yeah, you can let that sink in.
Jeez, I hate that.
Who in their goddamn... I know this person is calling Tonya Harding fat.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
She's not. She's an athlete.
She's so skinny.
She's so muscular.
She's in perfectly fit shape.
She is. Insane. Also, I'm just saying, Charlize Theron played Eileen Moore. Eileen Moore knows, so...
Also, it's like, okay, yeah, Tonya Harding isn't as pretty as Margot Robbie, but
most,
like,
people aren't as pretty as Margot Robbie.
Nobody is as pretty as Margot Robbie, so
is that up. If that's the standard...
If we're trying to get
then
actors...
Then Margot Robbie shouldn't be able to play anyone.
Yeah, literally. So here we go. This is 1 out of 10. A good movie. This movie is good. Very entertaining. You will love it. For me, because I do ice skating, it is more enjoyable. However... Movie somehow wants to convince you a girl who ordered attacking her rival is innocent, and all the world, including the judge of the competition, judge of the court, her mother, the innocent girl who was attacked by her friends, etc., are evil. Just want to say, no thanks.
Yeah, the movie did not do what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, and so here we go, last one. 1 out of 10, I, Tonya, not.
Oh.
This movie uses words comedic and hilarious tragedy to describe the assault orchestrated by Tonya Harding to keep her Olympic competitor, Nancy Kerrigan, to keep Miss Kerrigan from competing against Tonya Harding. Do the photos that I posted of Tonya Kerrigan immediately after the attack immediately after the attack masterminded by Tonya's attack look anything like comedic and hilarious? This movie should be boycotted. Buying this movie is like buying The Joy of Cooking by Adolf Hitler. Pathetic what a writer and producer would put out there for a few dollars.
The Joy of Cooking by Adolf Hitler?
I know, I was like, The Joy of Cooking wasn't written by Adolf.
Not at all. Those are two completely... What?
Also, look at the way this looks.
No.
Comedic, in quotations. Hilarious strategy, in quotations.
Assault!
Tanya Harding. Nancy Kerrigan. Tanya Harding. Attack. Tanya. Comedic. Hilarious. I don't know why they're all in giant caps with
very strange quotes.
But, yeah, it's like, people still walked away from this movie and were like, Tanya did it.
And it's like, that's not what she did at all.
This is so, here's the thing. This movie is hard to take seriously. It's not like, wow, I was wrong about Tanya. I really thought she had, like, orchestrated this attack. I didn't realize she didn't orchestrate it. And you know why they didn't realize that? Because in the movie, it makes her sound like she did.
Yes.
It makes her sound like she did. And then even if it kind of does say, oh, well, she didn't. Even when it does say that, the style that this is filmed in makes it seem like it's a joke.
Yes.
Makes it seem like, oh, well, who can say? And it's like, we can say. Tanya Harding didn't do it. She didn't know anything about it. She was not involved in any way, shape, or form.
Nope. She was just there.
Literally just was married to Jeff Galooly, and that was her crime, was knowing Jeff Galooly.
He's the worst.
Yeah, he is. And I just love that, like, people hate Tanya more than they hate Jeff.
I know! Real. I'm like, why? Because she's a woman. We know why.
Yeah, because, I mean, hey, she's the one who benefited. And it's like, she didn't benefit at all.
Her life was ruined.
I know. She did not benefit at all. Her career, her life, everything was ruined. Her reputation, all
everything.
To this day, people that just watch I, Tanya are still like, well, she did it. So I don't know why I, Tanya's trying to make her look good.
Yeah.
This is what people came out with. I, Tanya tried to make a girl that orchestrated an attack look good. And it's like, that's not what the movie's trying to do at all.
No.
And the movie is because the movie didn't do it. The movie sucks.
It's true.
Okay. Well.
All right. We're doing Ice Princess on Patreon.
A much better film.
Better film. So, we will talk about that. Thanks,
guys. All right, guys. Thanks.
Bye.